Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy to understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is sepsis. You're sick, and it doesn't seem too bad at first. But all of a sudden, it seems that your body isn't fighting the infection as well as it normally does. What is going on? Why isn't your body doing its job of fighting off the illness? Should you go to the doctor? Sepsis is a complication that occurs when your body is fighting any infection, whether it's bacterial, viral, or fungal. When your body is fighting an infection, it releases chemicals in your bloodstream to be able to do this. Sometimes this release of chemicals causes an inflammatory response throughout your body that causes a cascade of changes that damages multiple organ systems, which leads to them failing. It occurs in three stages: sepsis, severe sepsis, and septic shock. In order to have sepsis, you have to have a probable or confirmed infection with at least two of the following: a temperature over 101 degrees Fahrenheit or under 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, a heart rate over 90 beats per minute, and or a respiratory rate over 20 respirations per minute. You are diagnosed with severe sepsis if you have the aforementioned symptoms and have signs of organ failure, such as a significant decrease in urine output, sudden mentation changes, difficulty breathing, abdominal pain, abnormal heart pumping function, and a decreased platelet count. Septic shock is when you have signs of severe sepsis and an exceptionally low blood pressure that doesn't respond to simple fluid replacement. The number of complications increase as the severity of sepsis gets worse. Blood flow to vital organs, such as your brain, heart, and kidneys, becomes impaired. This decrease in blood flow can also result in blood clots forming anywhere in your body, including other organs, arms, legs, fingers, and toes. This also leads to organ failure and tissue death. It's important to start treating sepsis while it's in the early stages and be aggressive with treatment. Typically, treatment involves getting blood cultures and starting broad-spectrum antibiotics right away. The cultures can take a few days to see what type of organism is causing the infection, and to wait to start antibiotics until the results come in would be too late for most people. Once the culture results are back, your doctor will switch you to a more specific antibiotic that is designed to treat the particular organism that is causing the infection. During this waiting process, you'll also be given large amounts of intravenous or IV fluids in order to help reduce the fluid your body is losing as it fights the infection. Your doctor will also be looking for the source of the infection in order to treat it. As sepsis proceeds to the more severe stages, you might need oxygen therapy to help you breathe in the form of being on a ventilator, and a medicine from a group of medications called vasopressors. These medications are given when your blood pressure is dangerously low and help to constrict blood vessels, which causes your blood pressure to increase. Most people can recover from mild sepsis, but only about 50% of people recover from septic shock. Also, once you have an episode of severe sepsis, you're at higher risk of getting sepsis again with future infections. Unfortunately, the number of people affected by sepsis is on the rise. This is due to our aging population, increase in number of drug-resistant bacteria, and more people having weakened immune systems from living with cancer, HIV, or on transplant drugs. The key with preventing sepsis is making sure to take care of yourself when you have an infection by drinking plenty of fluids, especially water, resting, and taking the appropriate over-the-counter medications for your symptoms. If you're not getting any better after several days, you should seek treatment from your doctor. If you or a loved one is sick and experience sudden confusion, drowsiness, dizziness, have the inability to walk, difficulty breathing, increased heart rate, and or a decreased temperature, then you should go to the hospital immediately, as these are signs that sepsis is starting and needs immediate treatment. This is critical in preventing sepsis from reaching the severe stages. Sepsis is nothing to mess around with and requires prompt treatment in order to decrease the chances of it being fatal. If you have any questions or concerns about sepsis, please speak with your doctor. If you would like more information, please visit the Center for Disease Control's sepsis page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.